Hello, this is Policy Q.
Hi, yes. Are you a businessman?
Excuse me? I'm not a businessman. I am a business. I am a businessman.
Welcome to the I Am a Business radio show. Your hosts, this is
Paolo CQ
and Cassandra Lee. Together we are the Power Couple.
Welcome, welcome. Man, I just love that introduction. I think it's the funniest introduction ever, right? But welcome. You know, today's radio podcast episode, it has to do with something that's just going to be really mind-blowing, right? It's be, do, have equals rich.
And have, do, be equals poor. I hope you get it, but we're going to really just lunge in, dive into this topic, and take your mind on an adventure of what this actually means. Now, before we actually get into it, we just want to congratulate everyone for listening to this right now at this time. We're pumped up. We're excited for you to be here. We've been getting some awesome feedback from you guys. And if you're still enjoying it, go ahead and write a review in the iTunes database. Go ahead and write a review. Message us on Facebook. Find us. And just let us know, man. Let us know how we're doing so we can continue to put this awesome value for you guys. But let's talk about this topic. Be, do, have equals rich. What does that mean, babe?
Well, real simple, right? Actually, shout out to Holly, right? She actually messaged us on Facebook. She basically just saying that the podcast, you know, she subscribed to this, and we want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for absolutely loving it. And just keep writing messages on Facebook. We love seeing that stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So let's get right into the topic, and we're going to talk about that first line first and what it actually means. So be, do, have equals rich. What does that mean, babe?
You know, it's quite simple, but sometimes we tend to complicate it. But be, do, have equals rich is because when you take a look at anything, right, whether it's you have your own business, right, and you want to actually make money, you know, the problem that a lot of people have is this, right? They have this type of mindset. They get into business and they say, well, I'm just going to stay at this level and I'm not going to invest any more money until I start creating more sales. And then when I have the sales, then I'll invest into the rest of the courses that I need, even though I need them right now, so I can make the income level that I want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. This is like saying, I need to lose weight before I start eating correctly. How dumb is that quote? If you're one of those people that say, I'm not calling you dumb, I'm just saying that's a pretty dumb statement. Think about it. Don't you have to actually eat right to start losing the weight? Why wait till you lose weight to then start eating right? You need to be first, start doing so you can have what you're looking to have. You see how that works?
Yeah, that's really powerful. And you know,
I love using that analogy.
I think that one really, really just hits it right on the head. You know, it just does. It is. It's true. You know, if you really want to be the person that makes a certain type of income and want to make six figure or want to just be a successful business owner, it starts now. You have to become that person now. You have to be that person. And when you be that person, when you're operating in that type of mindset, you have those thoughts running like in your mind, it eventually transfers the feelings over into you taking action. You start doing stuff. And in the process of you doing stuff, it creates a manifested result, which is you having and obtaining the things that you truly want. You see, people have it twisted nowadays. You know, people do the opposite. And that's the reason why they have the opposite, right? What's the opposite of not being rich? Well, it's being poor. And that's simply because people feel like they need to have money, or they need to just have something in order to start taking action for them start becoming that person. And it's actually quite a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's disgusting. It's disgusting because these people, you know, want to break free from all of this, yet they're the only ones keeping themselves bound.
Yeah.
The only ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
This goes for anything, guys. If you're in a relationship, in your spiritual walk, in business, at your work, with family, this works for anything. And it's rather a simple concept. It's such a simple concept. And you got to ask yourself every single time, are you the first line? Are you thinking rich? Are you thinking wealthy, conscious? Or are you thinking poor? Which one are you in right now? Because the more you continue to think poverty, having a poverty conscious mindset, the more you keep holding back the results you're looking for in your life. Now, the more you continue to think wealthy, the more likely you are to be wealthy. It's that simple. A lot of people think that there's this secret to winning and or being successful when really the only secret ingredient that is missing for your success to come is you. You are the secret ingredient. But what about you? Your mindset. Your mindset is the secret ingredient to your success. If you have the right kind of mindset, you will be successful. You got to start hanging around successful people, watching them, reading them, listening to them. And the more you do, you will find that your language patterns will begin to change. Therefore, your thought process begins to change. You would change if to when, to maybe, to it will, to I'll try, to I am. You would change these little things that make such a huge difference in your life. And it starts with your mindset, guys. Be, do, have equals rich. It's that simple, right? What's the quote? I mean, I kind of like added to this quote. I think it's called, change the way you look at things, and what you look at changes. Change the way you say things, and what you say changes. And although that's so duh, right? It's like, duh. It's so true. If you change the way you say things, what you say will change. If you're tired of saying, think about somebody that curses, right? Somebody who curses, and they just have this potty mouth, and you're like, dude, stop cursing. Oh, man, I really got to work on that. Well, start changing what you say, and suddenly what you say will start changing, because they actually want to change that habit, but they're so used to habitually cursing that they don't change the habit. Well, change what you say, and what you say unconsciously starts changing.
Absolutely.
Change the way you look at things, and the way you unconsciously perceive things starts changing. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. When you get a bill, when you get a bad report, a doctor report, just anything that's just a negative report, do you immediately perceive it as negative, or do you perceive it as positive? Because let me tell you something. The difference between a wealthy conscious person and a poverty conscious person is that the poverty conscious person will automatically look and perceive everything as negative. And a wealthy conscious person will perceive everything as positive. For example, a poverty conscious person will say, well, I can't. I don't have the time. And a wealthy conscious person will say, well, I can, because I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. Because how long do I want to not have the time? How long do I want to not have time? Therefore, I will do it.
Absolutely. You know, what are some of the, you know, when you look at this, right, you know, these people have symptoms, right? And when you're looking at anybody, you want to be able to diagnose not just the people around you, but most importantly, and this might sting a little bit, yourself. Because you might not even realize where you're operating right now. And the reason why you might be stuck, or the reason why you're probably not succeeding the way you initially thought that you would be in business when you got started, it's probably because you really have not gotten some courage, stepped into that bathroom, looked at yourself in the mirror, and said, "And which formula am I operating under? Which one is playing in my mind, right?" So let's talk about some of the symptoms, right? The people who operate in the formula of have, do, be, right? They're victims. They have the victim mentality. How do you know if you're a victim? You know, how do you know? Like, does somebody tell you? Is there something you do? Well, I want you to write this down. It's three specific things that will help you diagnose if you are, do you have a victim's mentality? And the reason why you want to do this, because if you do, now that you're conscious about this, you can make a conscious choice to switch that formula in your mind so you can start taking action and you can become the person that you want to and therefore get the results that you want. So the first, some of the symptoms is number one, the victim mentality will always blame. They blame others. They don't take nothing. They will not take responsibility for anything. They'll blame others and they'll continue to blame others for everything, for the economy, for their jobs, for them not making enough money, for them giving up on their dreams, right? And they justify everything. They justify. That's the second thing. They will justify, right? Justify the reason why they haven't grown their business. Justify the fact why they haven't taken action. Justify until they turn blue in the face, right? And thinking that they're right, right? Just believing that their excuses are real, which they're not. They justify so much that they believe that their excuses, right, which sometimes turn out to be lies, to be what is the truth, which is not. And the third thing happens to be complainers, right? If you're complaining about life, if you're complaining about your business, if you're complaining about not really being able to take your business to where you want to, stop complaining and take responsibility, right? So those are the three things. They blame, they justify, and they complain. If you find yourself doing any of these three things, you need to immediately make the conscious choice to switch over to be, do, have. And this is quite simple. The people in this category, which is the rich, they take full responsibility. That's it, period.
It's so simple, guys. You know, success is simple. The formula to success is simple, but we complicate it. We complicate it.
Yeah, we're complicated.
We complicate it. We allow life. We allow challenges. We allow our limiting beliefs to get in the way. And I want to let you know, you were all created to succeed. It's you are the only one who's in the way of that success. And therefore, you get discouraged by the lack of results that you're not seeing. Yet those results are placed there because you put them there. You put them there. So we want to challenge you to start operating in the be, do, have, so you can start living a wealthy lifestyle. Guys, this is The Power Couple, and we are out.
Peace.